The enduring value of classic literature lies in its exploration of the human condition and also its ability for modern interpretation. Can today's students in our modern world relate to classics that were written centuries before their time? Towson University professor John McLucas provides this reflection on a recent class on Ariosto's epic 16th century Italian poem, Orlando Furioso.
In 1532, Ariosto published his long, complex, chivalric epic romance, Orlando Furioso, now recognized as one of the great canonical masterpieces of Italian literature. Set in the time of Charlemagne, it weaves a bewildering and thralling tale of Christian paladins, Saracen invaders, warrior maidens, epic duels and battles, seductions and betrayals, sea monsters, enchanted islands, a hippogriff, even a trip to the moon to recover the lost wits of the hero Orlando when he goes mad for unrequited love. While its overall tone is irreverent and unpretentious, it was aimed at a learned readership and freely incorporates elements of Virgil, Dante, Petrarch, and many others. The poem has provided direct inspiration to authors like Shakespeare, Cervantes, Virginia Woolf, and Italo Calvino. Countless visual artists and composers, including Handel, Vivaldi, and Haydn, have drawn on its inexhaustibly rich plot. A vast scholarly bibliography has grown up around it. In short, the book bears all the intimidating hallmarks of a classic. Recently, I taught a general education course at Towson University, the Orlando Furioso in English. It is my favorite great book, and I was nervous that the students would find it musty and remote. I need not have worried. By the second week, they were telling me they couldn't put it down. They got the message of women's empowerment when the Amazon Bradamante defeats the brutish misogynist Rodomonte in a joust, and when Angelica eludes all her distinguished macho suitors and chooses as her husband a gentle, lowly foot soldier. They savored the gender-bending irony when a princess falls in love with the Amazon, mistaking her for a man, and then the Amazon's twin brother disguises himself as a woman to meet the lovelorn princess. They grasped that Ariosto's elaborate codes of chivalric honor can serve today as models of fairness and sportsmanship. They saw how magical shields, lances, rings, and castles can symbolize people's talents and strengths. They laughed at Ariosto's urbane, racy jokes and were moved by his sympathetic depiction of how the strongest man on earth can disintegrate when disappointed in love and how it takes a whole posse of resourceful, devoted friends to bring him back. And my students not only accepted this classic, they embraced it and did what many young people do today. They made it their own. Their final projects ranged from traditional research essays to a series of art photos illustrating the story, an original continuation of one episode using Ariosto's rhyme scheme and stanza structure, and a slideshow prepared by a student who works as a mechanic about what modern vehicle best represented each of the poem's major characters. This old, even alien book had reached across 500 years to become a living part of these students' intellectual and philosophical landscapes, proving itself a classic in the noblest sense of the word.
The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as poetry and the classics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.